Stelling poll: UK media and celebs gang up to vilify vaccine refuseniks. By James Stelling poll on May 20, 2021. Demonizing vaccine refuseniks is pointless and wrong, argues a piece in Reaction. But this is what is happening in Britain right now. The Boris Johnson administration's powerful propaganda machine is ramping up the pressure to get the entire country vaccinated, and vaccine refuseniks are in the government's crosshairs. One of the government's main propaganda mouthpieces, the Daily Mail, has helpfully seeded the idea that vaccine refuseniks are the main reason the country is being held back from reopening. There has been irritation at the small number of people refusing to be vaccinated after Matt Hancock yesterday told MPs that most patients hospitalized by the new strain in the epicenter of the outbreak in Bolton had not had a jab. Last night, Tory ministers and MPs told the Prime Minister they would not accept the COVID curbs being extended to protect jab refuseniks. They urged him to press ahead with the final stage of unlocking next month. Even if scientists say the fast-spreading Indian variant poses a risk to the small band of anti-vaxxers. This use of the word refuseniks is somewhat ironic. Refuseniks were dissidents in the Soviet Union, especially Jews who wanted to move to Israel, forbidden from emigrating because of their inconvenient political views. This is pretty much exactly how the British government is now treating people who, for whatever reason, feel uncomfortable about taking the jab. It is turning them into pariahs. The campaign appears to be well coordinated. Here is an editorial in The Sun, singing from the same hymn sheet. According to The Sun, people who don't want to take the government's jabs are anti-vax conspiracy theory clowns, internet weirdos, dimwits and flat earthers. Jab them up, the scary headline exhorts, hinting at the possibility that people may one day be physically forced to have these injections. Various presenters on the supposedly independent London radio station LBC have chipped in with their views. Remarkably, despite their political differences, all seem to be unanimous that vaccine skeptics are the problem. Here is the station's token right-wing commentator Nick Ferrari in a fiery clash with a caller who doesn't want to get the COVID jab. Here is fellow presenter Ian Dale, author of a book called Why Can't We All Get Along? Demonizing vaccine refuseniks as selfish. Not to be outdone, here is LBC presenter Sheila Fogarty, suggesting of vaccine skeptics that she might want to poison their coffee if she had to work with them, and that they are off their rockers. It's not just on message presenters of woke radio stations who are taunting vaccine refuseniks. So too are various members of the celebrity wankerati. They include chef Marco Pierre White, who believes vaccine passports should be made compulsory for diners. And Rachel Johnson, the journalist sister of Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The government's priority, says Johnson, should be not allowing anybody not to have the vaccine. Nice. Also eager to demonize vaccine skeptics is Dan Hodges, the journalist son of actress Glenda Jackson. And last but not least in this gallery of shame is composer-turned-toad impersonator Andrew Lloyd Webber. Here, Lloyd Webber toads planes that people who don't want the COVID jab are as bad as drunk drivers. Perhaps the fact that so many politicians, celebrities, semi-celebrities, radio show hosts, and columnists are vilifying vaccine skeptics simultaneously is the purest coincidence. Perhaps it has been deliberately orchestrated. Either way, it doesn't much matter. All we need remind ourselves is that whenever in history governments and their media and celebrity shills have sought to vilify minority groups, there has never been a happy ending. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.